Eric Rittmeyer is a mental toughness expert. How do I know that? Because his website is literally mentaltoughnessspeaker.com. He is a former U.S. Marine and the author of the book, The Emotional Marine, 68 Mental Toughness and Emotional Intelligence Secrets to Make Anyone Instantly Like You. Eric, welcome back to the program. We are in times, my friend, that we and most people on this planet have not experienced.
Thanks for having me back, Brian. You know, it's funny, what you just mentioned there, too. Actually, I'd read something, or I might have saw a meme somewhere else. There's a million of them, but the meme really hit home for me, being a former Marine. And it was something along the lines of, hey, kids, you know, your grandparents were asked to storm beaches when they were children. You're just asked to sit on the couch. Like, it's going to be okay, which makes total sense. I mean, you look at the society we live in right now, and it's, like, absolutely catastrophic that we're required to stay indoors to preserve human life, and everybody's flipping out like they can't go to the gym. I mean, really, your priorities are a little bit bass-ackward, it sounds like.
They really are, and there has been from a lot of people, even from organizations, Eric, like, you know, Major League Baseball said, well, we're going to limit autograph sessions. I mean, they were thinking about the players, but not everybody in the stands. It's a kind of a selfish approach.
It really is, you know, and the whole mental toughness piece of it, Brian, you know, what we really have to do, I mean, I feel like this really is kind of like a reset for everyone. Like, we live in this time right now where I call it fabricated hate. Like, everybody is just so angry for no reason. We automatically assume the worst intentions of people. The minute somebody disagrees with us on anything, but especially when it comes to politics, the minute they disagree with us, we automatically default to these defense mechanisms of name-calling, as opposed to just trying to understand an opposing point of view. So I feel like something like this really does put us all back in perspective, and especially the kids who totally take everything for granted. I mean, everything they have right now is just assumed that it's always going to be there. So I feel like this really is kind of like a reset type button, which at the end of the day, I hope there ends up being some positive that comes out of it. I believe there will be, but yeah, it's a little bit tough to see right now.
The disconnect, though, we're visiting with Eric Rittmeyer, is that you know people have this hard time about separating truth and fact and fiction. Yet we've never had more information at our fingertips ever in the history of mankind. Yet people want to be in their information bubble only.
They do, and they operate in these silos and these echo chambers, you know, and truth versus fact. And that's the thing. You look at these situations, and you look at anything, not just this situation, anything in life, and I talk about truth versus fact, and everybody says, well, Eric, aren't they the same, a truth and a fact? A truth is a perception. A fact is a fact. So if I go outside and I say, okay, it's 75 degrees, that's a fact. Now, whether or not it's hot or cold, that's a truth because it's based on your perception. If you're from Alaska, it's warm. If you're from Florida, it's cold. So it's a perception. The problem is we've almost become incapable of separating these things that we automatically assume are accurate just because we read it somewhere, and especially our poor children. I mean, think about the era they're growing up in now. They have Facebook. They have Instagram. They have Snapchat. Kids are posting stuff. I have two teenage daughters. They're posting stuff about, oh, I heard somebody tested positive for coronavirus in our school. And I'm like, well, that can't – I haven't heard – we get news about that. 10 minutes later, oh, no, they were just joking around. I mean, look at the age they're living in right now.
Yeah, it's tough. How do you keep from getting your emotions, how do you keep them from being hijacked with hysteria?
That's difficult to do, Brian, and not just in situations like this, but, you know, it's what I train salespeople on. This is in everyday life and business settings especially. But we have to be careful, and we have to have 100% control of our emotions at all times. We have to understand when we respond initially, our brains are hardwired to feel first and think later. So the innate gut reaction to anything that happens to us is going to be emotion-based. When we respond emotionally, we act differently than if we're logical. So in our minds, we have to know that we have 100% control of our emotions. And when something bad happens, when something triggers us, when somebody says something that upsets us, we have to weigh the logic and the emotion together. Because if we respond strictly off emotion, we're going to upset people. We're going to say things we really don't mean.
Yeah, and we see this like with restaurants, you know, here in Illinois and Ohio and other places, Indiana. The governors have shut them down, not in a way to hurt business, but to literally flatten this curve. And yet so many business owners reacted with anger. What message did that send to their customers, that we don't care about your safety?
Yeah, and again, this is a horrible situation because you have to look at this. And again, I'm all about objective reality. I look at the facts. So whether I'm for something, against something, I'm all about the facts. I can remain very objective here. When you look at this from a small business standpoint, I mean, unfortunately, the end result of this is there are businesses are going to go out. I mean, they're going to shut down because of this. There's no way around it, unfortunately. So how do we prevent that from happening, or how do we soften that? It's going to require some sort of government intervention, obviously, to help out. But yeah, ultimately what we have to look at is this is all about preventing the spread of a very bad disease that has potential to kill people. And you look at it, fortunately in the United States, our ratios are still insanely low compared to the rest of the world. But we're seeing also, I mean, look at like Spain, look at Iran right now. I mean, their numbers are just going off the charts as far as new cases, deaths. So we have to look at this objectively and say, yes, putting people, shutting down businesses is difficult, but we have to look at the big picture here, which is all about saving lives.
You can go to mentaltoughnessspeaker.com to check out Eric's website. Compartmentalization, you know, it's an easy thing to throw out there, harder to do. You know, I've had 24 years of coming in. I got to do a 3-hour show, and it doesn't matter what's going on in my personal life or if I don't feel well or whatever. You got to compartmentalize that and do a different job. That seems to be a difficult skill for people to acquire. Are there any tools that people can use to be able to compartmentalize?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brian. It's very difficult to do. And, you know, and I call this presidential problem-solving skills. You look at, like, the president and the environment he's in right now, and look at the compartmentalization that's required. And to give a brief definition of compartmentalization, it's the ability to separate different things and basically put one on the shelf and deal with each one individually without allowing your emotions to bleed over. So look at, like, the president right now. Look at everything he's dealing with. He's dealing with coronavirus. He's dealing with Iran bombing. He's dealing with the election. You have all these things. And back not that long ago, he was dealing with impeachment. He was dealing with Russia collusion. So you have all these things. It's the ability to separate them. And the advice I give with that is to view each one very separately, to strip out the emotion that's tied to it. And you cannot allow yourself to have other parts of your life be affected by one individual situation that has nothing to do. The person you just met with that upset you, that fired you up, that can't bleed over into the next person that you see at the grocery store that's just trying to say hi and be nice to you. It's difficult to do, but it's all about controlling your emotion.
Eric, we appreciate it. Stay safe, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again. Eric Rittmeyer, literally, mentaltoughnessspeaker.com, former U.S. Marine, now works in the sales industry.